I'd say harness him up.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Of course, it seemed like, I don't know the difference in it more than I'd say harness on hooked to a vehicle. Usually they had, the tubs would be leather. That'd be leather, I'd call that harness, hooked to a vehicle. Now if you're going to get a wagon, you'd have chains, steel chains, rattling during breast chains. You'd have chains to hook him up and hold back straw. But in other words, if you're going to harness him up, you'd be to a buggy where you have, everything would be leather. Mm-hmm. Right, naturally, you get your girl, go buggy riding, you wouldn't want chains and things rattling like you had a load of tin rattling. You'd be above that while you're getting your buggy with your girl dressed up, your shoes shine, your leg crossed, and have a nice lap spread across your lap. Good, nice lines, look like good, these good, nice boot tops. And just get up. That's nice then. You couldn't hear no fuss, you know. All you could hear is old buggy humming, you know. If it got so it'd have a little shack in it rattling, I bought them, you'd get washers, little leathers cut out just to fit around that, to put one up that tight. And then oil, take castor oil and grease it good. And when you get to put your nut on, put another smaller washer down and screw it up tight. Those leather washers. That kept that thing running just like a sewing machine. Why, these old rough roads like the head did, you could have heard it just like a whirlwind coming. But they had everything kind of, you could hear them just humming like a sewing machine. Hitting these little cubbies running up, boom, boom. Getting on over that. It'd be harnessed up, but if you had a wagon, you could hear it, you know, 2 or 3 miles, you could hear them.
Mm-hmm. What, if you had 2 horses or 2 mules, what would you say? That's, you had a...
Double plow, double buggy, double wagon. You see, they had wagons to work 1 mule. He'd have a shaft on each side of the regular seat of shafts. Mm-hmm. But it doubled, it'd have a tub, one on either side of the tub, and a breast yoke. Go cross, fasten this and hold back.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever use oxen?
Never did, I've seen them.
Have you?
No. I've never used them, but they easy hooked up.
If you had 2 oxen or 2 mules, would you say you had a team or a pair, or how would you say?
They were not supposed to work ox and the mule together.
But I mean, suppose you had either 2 mules or 2 horses that, or 2 oxen. Would you say, now that's a pair or a team, or how would you?
I had a team of mule and a yoke of oxen, called oxen by yokes.
Yokes.
Yoke.
I see. You never said a pair.
Pair yoke is all I heard.
All right. And what did you use to make the horse go fast?
Whip.
And did you use the same with the mule? Horse
buggy. Horse and mule. Horse and the mule considered about the same thing.
Mm-hmm. How about oxen? How would you get the oxen?
You still have a better whoop. You have a bull whoop. Then they call them bull whoops.
Mm-hmm. Did they use them to
a bull whoop? Naturally, was every time bigger than the horse whips. You see, they made them. They plat them. Some of them would weigh 7, 8 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
You get these fellas driving 6 and 8, and see folks could lay them out there, and you could hear it 5 miles when they popped in. Mm-hmm. They could kill a young yelling with that whip, they popping these old ox drivers.
Mm-hmm. Would they actually hit the oxen, or were they just